Now with an update of local and regional news from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, here's Phil Latzman.
Thanks, Wanda. And yeah, the holiday travel rush is on here in South Florida. As Marvin Hinton tells us, airports in the region are expecting millions of passengers over the next 2 weeks.
More than 2 million passengers are expected at Miami International. That amounts to more than 100,000 every day between Friday and January 6th. It sounds like a lot, but airport officials say that rounds to a 2% drop in traffic over the same time last year. At Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International, a 3-4% increase in traffic is expected over 2011. The airport is projecting that more than 1 million passengers will pass through the gates during the holiday season, and tomorrow is expected to be one of the busiest travel days. It appears that things will be slower at Palm Beach International. Airport officials there say they expect normal passenger traffic through the holidays. I'm Marva Hinton in Miami.
Mental health care for young people is top of mind following the school shooting in Connecticut. A nonprofit works to help students in Miami-Dade deal with these issues through a program called the Health Improvement Project, or HIP for short. The program helps students identify potential mental health problems and seek outside help if necessary. Risa Barron is executive director of HIP.
If they're not able to afford food, they're not going to be able to afford psychotherapy or, let's say, you know, medication from a psychiatrist for a mental health condition. We explain to students the resources that are out there in the community.
HIP began working with Miami-Dade students in 2009. The program is in 11 public high schools in the county and in one private school. It's been almost 3 years since the 2010 earthquake in Haiti destroyed the country's iconic cathedral in Port-au-Prince. Today, the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Port-au-Prince is expected to make a big announcement. As Kenny Malone tells us, plans for a new cathedral will be revealed for the first time.
The Archdiocese of Port-au-Prince, along with the University of Miami School of Architecture, will reveal the winner of their year-long contest to design Port-au-Prince's new cathedral. More than 130 entries came in from around the world.
Entries that focused on complete restoration.
Elizabeth Plater-Zyberk is the dean of the UM School of Architecture.
Entries that were radically new.
She was also one of the contest's 6 judges.
And then there were entries that tried to combine elements of the old, including preservation of certain pieces.
The judges' panel included Haitian and international architects, as well as Haitian-American novelist Edwige Dantica and the editor from Faith and Form magazine, a publication dedicated to religious art and architecture. Architects were required to incorporate green design elements and build to strict earthquake zoning codes. Plater-Zyberk says perhaps the biggest challenge was creating a design that symbolized change and recovery, but also honored the country's rich religious tradition.
So there's a constant discussion about whether we're looking at the future or the past, and how you can incorporate both of those things in a building design.
The winning design could cost upwards of $40 million to build. The announcement is expected later today. I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.
For more news, go to our website, WLRN.org, and continue the discussion by following us on Twitter at WLRN. From the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.